All right. Beautiful day to be in the house of God. Beautiful day to be saved. And let me make a couple announcements here real quick. One of them, they got Jubilee going over at Bethel Baptist Church over on Kentucky Street in Glasgow. And the services will be online. You'll be able to watch and hear also on their website. They're going to have morning services, night services. And Rick, I commend him for this. He don't get no duds. I mean, anybody preaches over there, it's high octane and then some. I mean, it's jet fuel, if you know what I mean, if you're saved. I mean, it'll fill your cup to the brim, run over. And that's one announcement. The other one is, I changed our website. It's no longer sermonetsano.com. Now, you got to go to sermonet. Once you type this in, Landmark Baptist Church, you'll only have to do that one time. Your computer will recognize that you did it once. But you'll have to go to sermonet.com, which will take you to their website. And up the top, it's got a place up there like type in what you're searching for. Just type in Landmark Baptist Church, which is us. It'll bring it up. It'll not only show the address of the church, it'll show a map how to get here and everything. And the friend of mine that started that website, he done all that basically over the phone. He's a truck driver. And I gave him information. He pretty much done that and told me, see how that looked. And I wasn't even home myself. I had to wait till I got home to see it. But we've got our website now, which is representing this church. Amen. So Landmark Baptist Church now is the title over the website of the services that we put on there from this church. And a lot of people have a hard time finding it. So that's one reason I wanted to say it on here. I don't know how they're going to find it if they can't get on there. Or how they're going to even hear this if they can't find it. But anyway, I still want to mention it. So like I said, I tried.
Repeat that again. I just now found one.
Yeah, it's sermonet.com. That's the pretty much where all of the websites are. Sermonet.com, which is, I guess you call it, the host of all of the sermonettes.
Right.
So sermonet.com. And at the top, it'll say, what are you searching for? You need to put in 88, or you can put in a Landmark Baptist Church. Either one will bring it up. But if you put in Landmark Baptist Church, it's going to go straight to it. Your computer, from that point on, will recognize it, and the cookies will somehow or another go straight to it when you start typing it in. But your first initiation, you'll have to type in sermonet.com, and that'll bring it up. Other thing, I picked up a hitchhiker this morning. He is from Virginia, trying to get to Bowling Green. He's got a brother in Bowling Green, then trying to get to Nashville. He's got a sister in Nashville, and I tried to get him to come to church with me. And I'm convinced he's saved. I asked him, he said, yes, he's saved. I gave him my tithe money. It was all the cash I had on me. So I gave him the $40 that I normally put in tithes. And I just put my check in from the church into the offering for my tithes today. But anyway, I told him I'd be praying for him. His name's Rick. He's from Virginia. He was talking about having blisters on his feet. I said, well, Rick, you probably know why you got them blisters on your feet. You need to let go of something, let God lead in your life. But anyway, I'll be praying for you. And I told him I would. And we need to do that. But let's remember him. And also remember that website. And that'll help. But we're going to take our text this morning. Mark chapter number 3. I like the book of Mark. One of my favorite chapters of Mark is Mark chapter 2, which says when it was known abroad that Jesus was in the house, there was no room to contain him. I really like that. I like when it's a full house.
Amen.
And it said there was no room to receive them, no, not so much about the door, and he preached the word of God unto them. I like that. That's Mark chapter 2. We're going to be preaching out of Mark chapter 3. And before I get into this, let me tell you, I went down to below Nashville yesterday to pick up a tractor, bush hog, and a box scraper, and a riding lawnmower, and that poor trailer, and that poor truck, 21-foot trailer, tri-axle trailer. With my little, I think I can, truck trying to pull all that mess home, we got to Adairville, blow the tar out on the trailer, and I had thrown one tar in the back of my truck just in case. And it was bothering my head. I mean, there was no tread. It looked like a balloon. I mean, really, it just ran it off. There was no line of nothing. Just pure bald tar. And I had that in the back of my truck, and it blowed that tar out, and I pulled over there in Bearville. And I put that tire on there, and you couldn't push it in with your hand. When I let the jack down, it went flat. I had an air tank with me, and I put all that air tank out in it. It looked about half flat then. And I drove it up there to this place and put all the air it would hold, and it was about two-thirds flat then. And then I got down and I prayed. I said, Lord, you're the only one I know can take this dilapidated tire and make it last till I get in my driveway. And for lack of better words, I prayed all the way home. I said, Lord, we made it this far. Lord, we made it. Every time I hear something, I say, there goes that tar. But God's, He's so gracious, so good. He said, call upon me in day of trouble. I called on Him. I 1-800-GOD. I said, Lord, I need your help. When I pulled in my driveway, I'm not kidding, I had me one in a moment. I said, Lord, I said, don't go no further, thank you. And that tar will never be a spare tar again. I only used it because it was all I had. But anyway, I got all that junk home, and we'll get off of that. We're going to go to preaching now. In Mark chapter number 3, I'm going to read the first 12 verses. Mark chapter number 3, and I'll go as fast as I can. You listen as fast as we can, we'll maybe get out of here on time. I've been in revival all week, and I admit I'm pretty fired up. I don't know if y'all noticed or not, but I'm pretty with it today. But anyway, starting in verse 1, talking about Jesus. And He entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched Him. They wanted to know what Jesus would do. You know, you hear that, what would Jesus do? Well, this is what Jesus would do. So they're watching Him. They watched Him whether He would heal him on the Sabbath day that they might accuse Him. And He said unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus, He's not intimidated.
No.
And I pity men that are intimidated. There's sometimes you just got to, you know, you got to man up. And I'll explain more about that here in a minute. It's a rough message, but I'm going to try to make it as gracious as I can. But He said, stand forth. So this man had to do something. In other words, he's there with a withered hand. And Jesus says, stand forth, boy. Right. So he had to do something. So, and then He says unto them, these that are watching Him, see what Jesus would do. So He said unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they held their peace. See, they want something to use against Jesus.
Amen.
That's why they're watching Him.
Yeah.
They want something that they can accuse Him of. So anyway, and when He had looked round about on them with anger, He's not happy about this. See, they're holding their peace. They know this man needs help. They know there's a need here.
Yeah.
They don't care about this man.
No, that's right.
This is kind of political, you know what I mean? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a bunch of Republicans, a bunch of Democrats.
That's right.
Well, that's pretty much it. Yeah. They don't care about this man.
No, they don't.
They just want something they can use against Jesus. And that's pretty much what I'm preaching about today. You better bear with me. It's going to be rough. But when you look round about on them with anger, somebody said that, why would loving God do this or that? Look, He ain't always lovey-dovey. He's mad right here. He's got a right to be mad. I mean, He's got this righteous indignation. They're holding their peace. They're not even going to say, Lord, we would that You would heal this man. He suffered enough. None of that. They're holding their peace. They're wanting some kind of occasion to use something against Him. And when He looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, He saith unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. So the man has already been told to stand forth. Now he's being told to stretch forth his hand.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, Brother Ed, it's probably not easy for this man to do his hands with it.
Right.
And he's probably, and I've got to get with this. He's probably had to kind of baby this hand.
Yeah.
He's probably hoping, you know, that you know he won't have to make it hurt no more when it does. And Jesus says, stretch forth thine hand. And the man says, and he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And he broke out shouting, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. No, they didn't do that. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against Him, how they might destroy Him. But Jesus withdrew Himself with His disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea. Jesus is my kind of guy. I'll tell you why in a minute.
That's right. Amen.
And from Jerusalem, and from Aduma, and from beyond Jordan, and they about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, and when they heard of what great things he did, came unto him. I can hardly get hold of my peace here. He's going to heal them all.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he ain't just going to heal a man on the Sabbath day with a withered hand. They're coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah,
really.
Boy.
I can't hardly get to the verse.
Amen.
I mean, he don't care. Come on! Bring it! I mean, he does cures. He does healing.
That's right.
And here they come, Brother Mitchell. And he spake unto his disciples that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude. He got so many, he got to find somewhere where he can have a little bit of a platform to speak.
Yeah.
And cause the multitude, lest they should throne him, for he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. He healed them. And unclean spirits even testified. Listen to this. Unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God.
Yeah.
And he straightly charged them that they should not make him known. Now I'm going to stop my reading right there. We're going to preach today on accusations. Pray with me. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, that even today it speaks so profoundly, so plainly, so truthfully. Lord, it's just like when we read this that we were even there. You wrote it down so good we can, in our minds, see a picture of these events. And Lord, I pray to God that we'll never have the attitude of the Pharisees. That Lord, we don't want nobody to get no help because we regard the day more than we regard the reason for the day. And Lord, I pray you'll help us today to get a good understanding of this message today. And Lord, if there be anybody here who has a need, Lord, I pray you'll minister to their need. If there's anybody here lost, I pray you save them. If there's anybody listening to this message, Lord, by way of internet, I pray you'll help them. And Lord, may all the praise and glory be yours. In Jesus' name we ask you. Amen. Amen. Accusations. You know, all this week here, I've been kind of caught up in this this Brett Kavanaugh nominee for Supreme Court Justice and all of the accusations that have been raised up against him. I mean, they don't even care whether they're true or not. They just want somebody to accuse him so they can either overthrow or delay or come up with other means to resist. Dig the heels in this battle over this nominee. They say there's just so much at stake. And I hate to say this, but the lady that they brought up, their Dr. Ford, now I myself have to deal with bipolar issues. Not that I'm bipolar. But I have to deal with bipolar issues quite a bit. And with a bipolar person, they actually believe things whether they're true or not.
Right.
I mean, I had to deal with some even this morning. And I truly believe that this woman, as nice as I can, I truly believe that she believes all this happened. Now, whether it did or whether it didn't, I do hope the truth comes out.
Amen.
I'm all for truth. I mean, there's no way that, 36 years ago or 35 years ago, I don't have anybody can remember that anyway, especially from California, where all the fruits and nuts is, if you know what I mean. But she's convinced that this really did happen, but she's got the burden to prove it, and he's convinced that it didn't happen, and he's got the burden to defend himself. But these accusations,
amen.
No one can stop you from being accused.
That's right.
But neither should anyone be able to stop you.
That's right.
From denying the accusation.
Right.
Now, once upon a time, old Brother Eddie got accused of being with another woman. Can you believe that? I can't even believe my own wife married me, much less somebody else. She made that terrible mistake of saying I do. We've been stuck like glue for 43 years now. You know what I mean? I said, hey, honey, he said better or worse. He said, I'll kill you first. He said, don't threaten me. Man, she's been suffering ever since. But someone told my pastor, Rita, that I'd been out with another woman. I said, Brother Rick, it seemed like I ought to know something about this. He said, don't matter. They see you. I'm sitting there thinking, okay. He calls me in the pastor's office, and I appreciate him doing what he did.
That's right.
But I also got a right to defend myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he calls me in there, shuts the door, and he said, we need to talk. And I said, okay. I thought maybe it's something I said out of season. I am kind of awful wall sometimes. But he said someone seen you with another woman. I thought, man, Brother Mark, I ought to know something about that. I mean, here I am being accused of being out with another woman. I said, Brother Rick, I have no idea what you're talking about. He said, don't mind, they seen you. I said, well, you're going to have to help me here, because I ain't got a clue. He's mad. I mean, door shut. We're in the room. He's not being nice. He's really mad.
Amen.
He said, they seen you with another woman.
Amen.
I said, Brother Rick, you're going to have to help me. I ain't got a clue what you're talking about. He said, they seen you with another woman down at Goodwill. And finally, I said, Brother Rick, that's my daughter. I mean, I can surely be with my daughter. You know what I mean?
Amen.
I said, that was my daughter. But he's still mad. Even to this day, he's still mad. I guess he wanted me to be guilty. I don't know. But anyway, that's the way accusations are. They fly like an airplane.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to somehow defend yourself. And in this matter about Kevin, or not Kevin, but Brent Kavanaugh and all of his accusations, I mean, I saw Judge Roy Moore be defeated down in Montgomery, Alabama, trying to run for senator.
Yeah.
Listen, I know Judge Roy Moore. I met him. I went down there when he stood for the Ten Commandments, and I saw that bunch that opposed him, by, believe it or not, them church people. But I saw that bunch that opposed him. So for those of you that don't understand this matter, Judge Roy Moore is against the homosexual lifestyle, and therefore he can never have an office.
Right.
That's why they overthrew him. He lost office. He was a Chief Justice Roy Moore of Montgomery, Alabama. And they know the law. They're not stupid. They know how it works. Montgomery, Alabama is the only state that has this special clause. And they found it, and they used it, and they removed him from office being a Supreme Court Justice. So he runs for senator. Here we come. I mean, what, 30 years ago or more? And anyway, to make a long story short, they were able to defeat his nominee. Now, he's suing these women that defamed him and accused him, and I guess that's what he needs to do, because they do personal injury to him. But anyway, I don't want to talk about Brent Kavanaugh. I don't want to talk about Judge Roy Moore. I'll mention one more real quick. I don't know if y'all remember this or not, but presidential candidate Herman Cain, he's the black guy that's on Fox News.
Yeah.
By the way, he's a preacher.
Yeah.
He ran for the office of president, and here come the accusations, and being a man of sound mind and body, he just stepped down. It ain't worth it. Now, to me, that'd be a step down anyway. Can you imagine having the high call of God upon you? But he might be able to be better used in that office.
That's right.
I mean, that'd be a demotion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have a call of God upon your life.
That's right.
And, you know, I know that we don't need a pastor in the White House or a preacher in the White House. Donald Trump's pretty much about what we need. I mean, just roughing the collar. That's what you got to have. When you get in a fight, let me ask something. If you got in a fight, really, would you want some 65 guy with lace on his underwear that they got for you? Or would you want some big guy to say, what did you just say? What did you just say, Maria? You come over here and say that. Here, knock this bag off my shoulder.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want no guy with no lace on his underwear. We need somebody like Donald Trump to come here and say, hey, we ain't doing this global climate junk no more.
Right.
We ain't doing this UN baloney no more. We're going to put America first. Oh, we're going to forward.
That's right.
We really don't need a preacher. And, you know, I believe Herman Cain would have probably been like Donald Trump, maybe to a lesser degree. But, you know what I mean? It's important who gets elected. But, and they know that. And they try and they fight and come up with every kind of accusation. But he just stepped down, and I don't blame him. By the way, for what it's worth, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 19, against an elder, and by the way, Herman Cain was a preacher, against an elder, received not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. I met Judge Roy Moore. If there ever was an elder, he's one. He quote more Bible than any man I know. Quote the whole book. I haven't seen nobody so learned all my life. But looking back through the archives of accusations written in the Bible, I just want to pick a few real quick, and I want to focus mainly on one. Now, starting in Genesis chapter 3, you got God accusing Adam of eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Of course, Adam defended himself, that woman. And you know, God was right in accusing, but Adam passed the buck and said, that woman you gave me is the reason I eat. So, I mean, you got all kind of things happen when people's accused. So that in Genesis 3. Then in Genesis 4, you got a man here. He's killed his brother. His name's Cain. And God confronts him. and says, "Where's your brother at?" And Cain says, "I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?" So he's in denial. He probably even had blood on his hands. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they didn't have places like we got today go in and get rid of all of the evidence. He may have still had blood on his hand where he beat his brother to death. But he said, "I know not." So he lied. And then he said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" So he's got some means here, you know, of justifying the means, I guess. You know, maybe he's excusing himself from the deed he just did. But we're not too focused in here on Adam or Cain. Our number one really focus is a man named Joseph.
Right.
He's the type of Christ. Matter of fact, he's probably the best type of Christ in the entire Bible.
Yeah.
I never read anywhere where Joseph's in. Matter of fact, he's probably the closest parallel to Christ in the Old Testament that I know of. Moses sin, David sin, Abraham sin. I mean, they too many pedigrees. But if there ever was a pedigree, it'd probably be Joseph. So here Joseph is, his brothers is jealous of him because they can't get him sin like they do.
Yeah.
And Karen talked about coat of many colors. Well, he kind of had that, you know. His father made him a coat, you know, a special coat there, you know. They're jealous of that. They're jealous of him. His father, you know, he probably knows about this, you know, how you handle family problems. But his brother's out there and out there, no telling doing what. And his father sends Joseph out there to go out there and check on him. And they see him coming. They say, "Here comes this dreamer." See, he has these dreams. And none of these dreams make them even matter. But anyway, I've got to get to my point here. They end up selling Joseph to be a slave. And somehow or another, he gets bought by a man named Potiphar, and he becomes his servant. And while he's serving his master, well, Potiphar's wife kind of makes eyes on old Joseph there, and she keeps kind of making, what do you call that, making a pass at him or hitting on him, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, that don't all work, because he just keeps denying all of these opportunities. One day, Karen, nobody's around. Joseph's in the house alone with Potiphar's wife. That's dangerous. And that's why I need a wife here. I'm going to have to use Karen if any of you women ever need counsel or whatever. I'm going to say, "Karen, you come in here, old brother Eddie. I'll just be honest with you. I'll cover my butt." You know what I mean? I'll tell you, brother Eddie, be the one. But you know what? The day and I we're living in, you can't protect yourself no more.
That's right.
So, in an effort to protect yourself, I need my wife here. I'm praying about that. She don't understand how much she's needed here. She don't understand what she's missing out not being here. Can you imagine turning down an opportunity to be a pastor's wife?
That's right.
That's right.
My pastor said he don't even understand. I said, "Help me, brother. Wait with me." But anyway, I believe one day she will be.
Yeah, she will.
Well, here, Potiphar's wife, she's wanting to sleep with old Joseph. Try to be nice here. Take him. So, real nice way, she grabbed the hold of him and says, "Lay with me." He takes off, and she still got his garments in her hand. That's all this accuser needs. She said, look. He tried to make a move on me. I'm paraphrasing here.
Yeah.
She said, "Look, I've got the evidence. Now, the evidence ain't right, but it works."
Right.
Joseph gets put in prison, don't he?
Right. Yeah, he does.
Down there in prison, God's to be merciful to him. He gives Joseph favor. In regards to the prison guard there, you know, and I mean, he's got all kind of liberty. He's going around feeding these other boys. And, you know, it's amazing. Leave him in prison, a child of God be free. Ain't that something? Y'all get that either, though. I mean, is you one that with? I mean, leave him in prison, he's free. Yeah. And he's down there, you know, and he's making a little bit of talk here, you know, and I don't want to spin my wheels here. But he got accused of making a move on Potiphar's wife. Can you imagine what went through their mind when Pharaoh has Potiphar, when he has Joseph pulled out of prison, gives him his ring, and goes before him in the chariot? They're riding together in the chariot and said, "All bow to Joseph." And here's Potiphar and his wife over there. Can you imagine what's in their mind when they're bowing down before Joseph that they accuse of slander and all these accusations now? Can you imagine? He's second to Pharaoh now. Reminds me of Christ. And here he is, and right down through there, everybody's bowing the knee. She was on the other foot.
Yeah, that's right.
Potiphar's wife probably saying, "I wish I had done what I did." And Potiphar's husband probably saying, "I wish I hadn't listened to her." I mean, to be honest with you, and you know what? That's going to be true with us. All these people that defamed us and come against us and send all manner of evil against us, when we come with him, I'm telling you, glory to God, when we come with him, they're going to be ashamed, amen. And they were probably ashamed of what they did with Joseph, amen. That's in Genesis 39, verse 12 through 21. And when they had to bow down to him, that's in Genesis 41, verse 41 through 43. Oh, Joseph, he couldn't keep the accusations from coming. He couldn't really defend himself because of what was used against him, but God still took care of him and justified him. Well, anyway, second one I want to mention is a man named Naboth. The only thing he did wrong is he had a vineyard, and the king of Israel, Ahab, wanted it. And Ahab, in 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 12, he tries to buy this vineyard from Naboth, even trade him one even equal to or better than it. And Naboth just said, not for sale, buddy. Verse 3. He said, my vineyard just ain't for sale. It's my heritage. It's my God gave it to me. In verse 4, Ahab's pouting. Verse 5, wicked Jezebel, his wife, says, why are you pouting? You're the king. And that didn't work. So verse 7, she says, get up and go eat. Quit your pouting. I'll give you the vineyard. And her means of giving Ahab the vineyard wasn't necessarily the means of obtaining this vineyard. So she hires some lowlifes to come and accuse Naboth of blaspheming God and the king. And they took Naboth out and they stoned him to death. And you'd think that'd be the end of it. And she told her husband, king of Israel, Ahab, go get your vineyard.
Yeah.
And you know what? He goes out there to look at his vineyard, and the man of God, under the commission of God, shows up and gave him the death sentence. He said, you're dead man.
Yeah.
He said, in the place where Naboth's blood was spilled, your blood's going to be spilled.
Right.
And he said, the dog's going to eat Jezebel, and he did. And by the way, a certain man, Jerry, I believe that Ahab's over here, and this guy shot a bow whistle away, and God took that arrow and said,
yeah.
Certain man had a venture. That don't mean he ain't. He said, just shot an arrow. He said, I was going to at least tell him I shot an arrow. I done something. And God took that arrow and directed it right between the harness of Ahab's armor.
Amen.
And he said, I'm sore wounded. Get me out. And where they washed that blood out of that chariot was the same place that Naboth's blood was spilled.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, buddy, what he done got the attention of God. And the man of God showed up and gave him the death sentence. Said, you're dead, man.
Yeah.
But God had a little mercy on Ahab. You read your Bible, you'll find out. God said, because Ahab humbled himself and repented, that God said, I'm not going to do it in his day. I'm going to bring this judgment upon his sons in his sons' day. God's, he's even gracious to the evil, to the wicked. But God sent Elijah, the prophet, to tell him.
Yeah.
Now listen, I'm down here to where I really want to preach it today. I just had to lay all that out there for a foundation. When I think of accusations, and there are accusations today, you really got to be careful today.
Yeah, boy.
Right. I mean, they call me a hate speech. That old preacher, he hates me. He's using hate speech. He's not tolerant. He's not diverse enough. Well, the Bible said in Psalm 7, verse 11, God's angry with the wicked every day, so if God can get mad, I guess maybe I can get.
That's right.
I mean, if I use the Bible and it makes someone think I'm mad at them, well, actually, I'd like to take a minute and explain to them I'm not mad, I'm trying to help them. But anyway, if they want to label me that, that's all right. They call me a Bible thumper, call me one of them a holy roller, one of them old-time preachers, and I'll take them all as compliments. But it's hard to dodge. I work in a workplace now, and we got to make exceptions, you know, because of someone's sexual preferences, and we got to be careful, you know, that we don't have them Global Dial 800 hotline, you know, and say, well, Eddie, he said something unseasoned to me, and I want you to look into it, and I'd lose my job or whatever. But you got to be careful today. But I'll tell you what, it's okay when you're in the right kind of trouble. When I say the right kind of trouble, I wasn't out with another woman. I was in trouble, but it was the right kind. Yeah. I was with my daughter.
Yeah.
Anybody that made a misconception of that, now that kind of trouble is okay. It's when it's true that you got
right.
Really worried about it. But anyway, it's kind of hard to tiptoe around not stepping this stuff. All these landmines, all of these, they passed laws, and they made exceptions. And I tell you what, buddy, it's just kind of hard to navigate all that. But when I think about accusations, and there are many, And I think about trying to defend yourself, and it's getting where it's almost impossible.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, all the ones I know that can do no wrong is the ones that's doing the wrong.
That's right.
I mean, they figured out some way to justify themselves at our expense.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all get that here in a minute. I mean, if you're American, you got the crosshairs on you. I mean, the debt stack.
That's right.
I mean, the law supports everyone but an American.
Amen.
Are you getting this?
Yeah.
I mean, the law is now construed that if old Eddie don't use his word just right, man, I can lose everything I've got.
That's right. Amen.
But anyway, when I think about accusations, I think of that great accuser that accuses us before God day and night, Revelation 12:10. And he accuses, he just loves. I mean, you bake a cake, Sweetheart Bakery, you know, and somebody comes to you and says, hey, we're gay, we want a cake, and they didn't come by accident. This was carefully done. And they said, we want you to bake us a cake. And they said, we'll bake you cake, but we ain't going to put that on there, what you want on there. You put that on there yourself, we'll bake you cake. No, that's not good enough. And they sued them, and $300-some thousand, they had to go out of business. That's what I'm talking about, these accusations. I mean, you take Kim, I can't think of her name now, Circuit Court Clerk Kim.
Davis.
Thank you, Kim Davis. Did you know those people came all up in California to get a marriage license? Now, they're not trying to, you know, they're not after nothing. They just want a marriage license. They had to drive all the way from here to here because they knew that Kim Davis would not issue them a marriage license.
Right.
So they have an occasion against her.
Right.
I'm just trying to tell you that the devil is going to use anyone he can, any means he can, and get you in any kind of trouble he can. So that old accuser that accused us for God night and day, that's something. I can't get away with sin at night. Can't get away with sin at day. There's only one thing to do with sin. That's bring it to Jesus, get it on the blood. That Friday night, that preacher got up there and he sung that song, It's on the Blood, and he got on. He didn't get a chance to preach. He couldn't quit singing. We couldn't quit shouting. And I have to admit, service ended before anybody could realize how late it was.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to lose my voice, but I feel like stronger now than I was before I went in there. I mean, I shouted. And Joanne, I went in there, I was so tired. I got both eyes. I thought, Lord, please don't let me fall asleep because I was so tired. And I went in there, and he got up, sung that song, It's on the Blood, and I stood up and held my hands up for an hour or more because he couldn't quit singing, I couldn't quit standing. And I ain't kidding. I'm shouting. I thought I ain't had no voice Sunday morning. And I said, I don't care. I mean, buddy, it was good. Oh, it was ministering.
Amen.
He tried to quit, and he come as soon as I'm in back row to front row. He picked up my. He said, I said, it's under the blood. And I mean, buddy, that finally sunk in. And we realized just how redeemed we was. And I mean, buddy, the effect of that song, the ministering slowly, he didn't get a chance to even preach. But that old accuser, Joanne, he's going to say, I know her.
Mm.
Yeah. Look here. Jesus is going to say, yeah. But she's forgiven. It's on blood.
He's
going to go over to Brother Mitchell and he's going to say, you know that Brother Mitchell. He's going to say, yeah. But it's forgiven.
Amen. Yeah.
That'll occur. Yeah. But you know what? She's forgiven. He goes over to Karen. He goes, look here. Look what she did. She's forgiven. Son of blood. I'm glad. Praise God.
Amen.
What's it? 79, 78. That's 490 times.
Right.
I mean, that's just getting started.
Hey,
if you want to start
right.
at 490 times a day, that's just a good place. He didn't stop her. He's going to go over to Sharon. He's going to say, she plays that piano.
Yeah.
And she's a hypocrite. Right. You know what? Look here. Look at all this. And the Lord said, she's forgiven. Ton of blood. Go back here, Jerry, back here. You know here. You know Jerry. Ton of blood. I mean, we can't stop the accusations.
No.
Right.
No, we can't.
I'm about ready to get on with it right here. Miranda, put your seatbelt on. This old accuser. Man, he's been around. I mean, he was in the beginning. And somehow or another, he overthrew a third of the angels of heaven, and they fell with him when he fell. So he's pretty good at what he does. And he's going to accuse you. He's going to accuse me.
Yeah.
He's going before God and saying all manner about you and about me. But glory to God, we got a good Jewish lawyer. Amen. Now let me give you an example here. That's in 1 John 2:1. We got an advocate with the Father.
Yeah.
Let me give you a good example right here. There's a woman in St. John chapter 8, verse 1 to 11. She got caught in adultery. Do the math on that. In the very act, they only brought one. But anyway, she was thrown at the feet of Jesus, guilty of adultery.
That's right.
They took the Bible.
Right.
Moses says such a one should be stoned. What's he about?
Yeah.
You know what Jesus did?
Right.
Got down there with a finger over. Somebody said, what do you write? I said, don't matter. When he got done writing in the sand, he might have been drawing circles. I don't know, really. He might have been drawing 3D pictures. You know what he did when he got down with that finger in that sand? He stood up and said, let he and that sand cast the first time.
Yeah. Right.
And all of a sudden, now the shoe's on the other foot.
Yeah. Right.
They said, well, we wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
So now they're trying to handle this. I mean, they just got a little bit more of what they bargained for. You ever done that?
Amen.
I mean, here they are, they bit off more than they could chew. They're choking on it.
Yeah.
They won't choke. They don't care about her. Kind of like that guy with the withered hand. They don't care about her. They don't care about the shame. They don't care about none of this. All they want is some way to accuse her guilty before Jesus.
Amen.
I'm just glad they brought her to Jesus.
That's right.
Can you imagine what happened to her if they brought her anywhere else? I mean, they bring her to the lawyer of lawyers and says she's guilty.
Yeah.
He said it.
Amen.
Let he about sin cast the first stone. All of a sudden, you ever throw a rock and a pack of dogs, one of them swallow that and take off running his tail down? Well, that's kind of what happened right here.
Right.
One of them swallow that and said, I've been hit!
Yeah, right.
And started leaving. Next thing you know, they all gone, Rita.
That's right.
Jesus back down there writing on the sand, probably saying, I love you, honey. I got this, don't worry.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, the accuser's there. The accusations are clear. She's guilty. I mean, the Bible does say that the whole world may become guilty before God. We're guilty.
Yeah, well.
Our prayers got to be forgiven.
Right. But
anyway, this lawyer is here for her. He done went back to writing on the ground, and they're all gone. He stands up, and he says, woman, where are your accusers at? I mean, they done left the scene. They run plumb out of their shoe, Miranda. I can just see it in my mind. I can just see this. Here they come up with their righteous indignation. She's guilty! We caught her in the very act! All of a sudden, now, Brother Jared, they got to leave. They brought her up there and followed her to Jesus. And now they're running, looking over their shoulder, hoping he ain't in pursuit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
He said, woman, where are thine accusers? She said, no one, Lord, but me and thee. That's what he said, Joel.
Yeah.
Neither do I condemn. See, he didn't come to condemn, he come to forgive.
That's right.
Everybody thinks God's mean, looking for some time you mess up.
No.
He already knows you're going to mess up, tell you.
Yeah, he does. That's right.
He already knew Adam was going to. He only gave one commandment. He already knew Adam was going to disobey.
Yeah.
You ever tell a child, now look, there's a jar of cookies over there, but don't get one. And you come in there and they got cookies all over them, and the lid's off the jar, and they got chocolate all over them, and crumbs everywhere.
Yeah.
And you said, have you been in that cookie jar? No.
No.
Well, that's what God's done with that.
That's right.
I mean, he done the same thing with Adam.
Yeah.
He said, now, Adam, you can have anything you want up there. Just one tree. Don't eat of that one tree. Now, God,
right.
The Bible said Christ was slain for the foundation of the world. That tells me he already knew Adam couldn't keep one commandment. And here we are thinking we can keep 10. But Adam couldn't keep that one, and neither can we. We're all just like Adam.
Amen.
We're just bent from the womb. We come out, I mean, speaking lies. And you know, everybody said, well, I ain't like you, I don't sin. I said, well, the Bible said, if we say we have no sin, we're lying. Do not prove the truth, brother, you're in trouble.
Right.
I mean, we come out of the womb speaking lies, we cry nothing wrong with life, and they come, say, hey, I got you, babe. Anyway, here Adam is. Here we are. And we got a problem, but we got a solution. And our solution is, we got a good lawyer.
Amen.
He's going to present me without spot, without blemish.
Yes,
he's brilliant. I'm going to enjoy it, Miranda.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy my introduction in heaven.
Yeah.
Jesus is going to say,
amen.
Here's anyway. Here's an old drunk. I got him out of the heat.
Yeah.
I saved him, cleaned him up. I to be in love with me, and he's loved me all the days of his life.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Amen. He's going to present me with exceeding joy. He's going to say it was worth it.
Yeah.
He's going to say that about you. He's going to say I had no regrets. I'm glad to have him here. And then he's going to say enjoy the joys of the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to go out there and take a tour of heaven.
That's right.
I've never been there. I've heard about it. I know this much. I haven't been told, fellas. I know when we get there, we're going to like it. When I taught Sunday school a long, long time ago, they threw me to lines. You teach Sunday school. And I mean, I just got saved. I didn't have no sense to teach Sunday school. But I tried. I did try. But I remember I was teaching 10-year-old boys and girls. One of them was a pastor over at Little Bethel Church over at Brent Spillman. Now, but anyway, Brent asked me a question. And I'm just scared to death anyway, Mitchell. Somebody's going to ask me something I don't know the answer to. So he said, "Well, Andy, I got a question." I'm sitting like, "God help me." You know what he asked me, Joanne? He said, "How do we know we're going to like it when we get to heaven?" And I thought about that a minute. I said, "Brent, like it here?" He said, "Yeah, I like it here." He says, "Far better there." Yeah. That was sufficient for him.
Yeah.
Got me through that moment, you know what I mean? Listen, that old accuser's going to come. But when he comes, just tell him, say, "Go see my lawyer." He ain't never lost a case, Mark.
That's right.
He never lost a case. I mean, can you imagine the man that wrote the song "Amazing Grace" was a slave trader. He didn't even care about people at all. And the same God that saved him saved
That's
me.
Right.
Yeah.
Same God saved him saved you.
That's right.
Saved all of us.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah,
boy. That's right.
I'm looking forward to him telling that old accuser.
Right.
I'm the blood.
Amen.
So far.
That's right.
He removed our transgressions.
Amen.
Far as the east is from the west.
Yeah.
If you're going east, and I was so lost yesterday trying to find this place down below Nashville. But listen, you follow those road maps, I realized I was going east.
Amen.
I couldn't find west going east. But if I turned around, I was going west. You see what I mean? Yeah. I go around this world 20 times and never find the west. As long as I'm going east, there's no west. So I got to turn around and go the other way to find west. But anyway, I was going down there. But he moved our transgressions as far as the east is from the west. If he moved as far as north and south, he wouldn't have been no problem at all found him. But he moved as far as the east is the west from us, never remember no more against us. Not only that, he cast them in the sea of forgetfulness. Micah said, "Never remember no more against us." Somebody said, "He put up a sign, devil no fishing." But anyway, I'm so glad. I can't stop the accusation. Sometimes I can't even defend. I don't know if you get this or not, but sometimes you can't even defend accusations.
That's right.
I couldn't defend my accusation from my pastor until he gave me a hint.
That's right.
I mean, I knew I hadn't done it, but I couldn't defend it because I was sitting there thinking, "Good Lord." But when he told me where it happened, I knew then who accused me. Because I seen her there. And I won't mention no more about that. Because she's my sister and I love her. And she was just mistaken. I mean, I can understand it. It was an honest mistake. She didn't deliberately try to blame on Brother Eddie. I mean, my oldest daughter, she's pretty old. She's like, well, I'm 64. She's 38. But to look at her now and look at me, you'd think she's older than I am. Because she's made some bad decisions.
Yeah, that's right.
And decisions have consequences.
Yeah,
somebody said elections have consequences. Thank God when they're the right consequences. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we can't stop the accusations. We can't always defend the accusations.
That's right.
Let me say this about the accusations. Do your best. Let me say this about Jesus. He cleaned her house. He cleared her name, and then he commanded her, sin no more. Pretty simple. What a Savior. Cover your butt best you can. What you can't, let the Lord do His part. We ain't in heaven yet. Until we get there, there'll be accusations. There'll be worse than ticks. Right. Go out in the woods. Then go out in the woods, come back, and you got about 10 ticks on you.
Right.
That's kind of what these accusations are. I'm just telling you, they'll stick to you like stick tights. Father, we thank you for the message. I've done my best. I'm so thankful, Lord, that I do have you to defend me. I'm so thankful, Lord, that God, you know me and still love me. I'm so thankful, Lord, that you was willing to go to Calvary so I could be forgiven, be redeemed. Lord, so I could one day come and live with you. Help us here today, I pray, dear God. And Lord, if anything, Lord, needs to be done, and I don't know. But if anything needs to be done, I pray, God, it be to your praise and glory gets done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Ask our brother Jerry, please. I may be sharing, help him out. And I tell everybody stand. And accusation makes me mad that they oppose anything that don't suit them. And come up with these, I don't know if they're fabricated accusations or if they're legitimate accusations. But it does cause you to doubt, make you wonder.
Yeah, that's right.